views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come? Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella.
Welcome, enchanted visitors.
Enchanted visitors. Well, let's hope we get some enchanted visitors this evening, yeah? First of all, Countess, people are always asking me, how can we get in touch with Countess Starella? Do tell us.
And well, they should.
Oh, they do.
They want to see a glimpse of the fascinating future. They may find me at CountessStarella.com or where I visit day and night, oranum.com, oranum.com, in a live chat room setting, which is rather remarkable, I have to say.
It is, and I have seen you there, resplendent in your flowing purple hair. Yeah, I'm sure you must wear. Do you dye it daily, or is it an add-on?
As Dolly Parton would say, only her hairdresser knows for sure.
I'm sure we've all got a bit of an idea, though. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, listen, the show, Psychic World, what is it about? It's all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aims and ambitions, your aspirations. Do call in. You can speak direct to myself, John G. Sutton, or to Countess Starella, and the number to call is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Do call in, and you can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starella. And we've got a very special subject this evening, and we're going to be talking a little bit about poltergeists. I quite like the first film. I thought it was quite good. That the film, there's a film called Poltergeist. For all of you who haven't seen it, I think was it Steven Spielberg that made it.
I think so. It scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, it was a good film. It entertained me. I mean, because obviously the certain ideas in there are just ridiculous. but I've been to a number of houses where they've reported that they've been experiencing disturbances in the night. That's bangings, knockings, clangings, things being moved around, and generally, there have been. What they believed was a poltergeist, and me too. Now, poltergeist is German for noisy ghost. Polter being noise and geist being ghost. Hence, we've got poltergeist. Now, you learn something new every day, don't you, Countess?
My goodness, a wealth of information.
Yeah. Anyway, if we go back in time, let's go back in time to a place called Hydesville, which is just near New York, yeah? And in the 1840s, there were sisters there called the Fox Sisters who reported hearing a series of knockings in their house. And they started to ask the spirit that they thought there was a spirit in the house questions. And they would say, we'll ask you a question, not once for no, twice for yes, or whatever it was, yeah? And they managed to start communicating with this discarnate entity, this discarnate spirit. And that, believe it or not, was the start of what we now know as spiritualism. Because it was identified by the Fox sisters that they got information to say that this was the ghost of a tinker, a travelling salesman, and who through the knockings advised that his remains were buried in the cellar of the house, and indeed they did excavate in the cellar of the house in Hydesville and found the remains, some human remains. So that was the start of spiritualism through a poltergeist.
Shivery timbers.
Yeah. No, no, you're thinking of Treasure Island and Long John's. The only knockings you get there is when he puts his wooden leg down. So have you any experiences of poltergeists?
Yes, indeed. Especially seem to be around bodies of water. An island that we used to camp on when I was a child out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. The ones that came to us love to make a mess in the kitchen. We hear this bang, bang, banging of pots and spices flying all around the room, and my grandmother would be screaming her head off, get him out of here, get him out, get him out.
So you put this down to a poltergeist?
Yes, well, there certainly weren't any people around.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, well, yeah, it will be a spirit, yeah, but I think there's a difference between a haunting, a standard haunting in which you would see an apparition appear, which is obviously the discarnate form of a person who was previously alive in their spirit body, mm-hmm. and a poltergeist. Now, that the poltergeist may or may not have had human form, in my experience. That they could be just a discarnate entity from the field of the elementals, and they don't seem to be particularly friendly. I mean, you get ghosts that are helpful. You know, I mean, that there are times when we've woken up and found that the house looks a lot neater than when we went to bed, myself and my wife. How is this happening? Yeah. I mean, is it the fairies? Is it the poltergeist? Is it the spirits? It's not the poltergeist, because they're banging and clattering in the night. And when you mentioned water, I went to a house in Lancashire where they were reporting strange sounds from a certain room. And one of the particular points that they pointed out to me was that there were pools of water forming near the doorway. They had like a little wooden door, mm-hmm. and near the doorway there were pools of water. So it seems to be that for some unknown reason, as you say, poltergeists need water. Now, in my house here, this is a very haunted house where I live. Mm-hmm. There's nothing actually dangerous here, but there are spirits here, and frequently we'll go into the bathroom or the kitchen and find that somebody has turned the taps on. Yeah, and these taps are not easy to turn on. You actually have to use physical energy to turn the taps on. They won't just slide on by themselves. So there's something in the house needing the presence of water, but we don't hear too many bangings and clatterings here, but I do occasionally see the spirits of my father and my grandfather who seem to work alongside me. But in the past, I have been to numerous poltergeist hauntings where they thought that it was the responsibility of prepubescent teenagers. There was like an energy coming from them that was allowing the discarnate entities to trigger their action. I'm not exactly certain, like a form of telekinesis. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yes.
Like the energy coming out of the children and actually causing disruption. My personal theory is that poltergeists are elemental beings, as a general rule, who are just there in a different dimension, interacting between this world and their world and causing disruption, a lot of noise. So if you've got a poltergeist, ladies and gentlemen, do ring in and tell us. Yeah, the number to call is 800-930-2819, or you can just call in and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or Countess Starvella. We're going to have a song that I wrote now. It's performed by Lois J. Breen and Jack Wills. It's Just Lie to Me.
When our love was so new, the moonlit midnight when I first kissed you. Don't tell me it's over, but don't say goodbye. Give me one more loving season and you tell me a lie. Lie to me, lie to me. Lie to me, darling, whisper my name. Stretch the truth a little, that'll work the same. Our dreams may be broken, my heart will be, I know how you're feeling, but I can't let go. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. You call me all day, but you couldn't get through. Lie to me. Tell me what you don't mean. The snow on the ground, tell me everything's green. Up is down, wrong is right. But tell me what I need to believe tonight. Lie to me. Lie to me. Change your mind. Say it's getting better, even if it's getting worse. Think about it for a while if you need to rehearse. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. Call me all day, but you couldn't get through.
I called you all day.
Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, baby. Tell me water and wine. Bend the tube a little, it'll be just fine. Say you know it's over, but I'll just bet. If we talk until the morning, I can make you forget. Lie to me.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field. field of paranormal studies, Countess Sterella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Sterella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Sterella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton. People ask me, how can I get in touch with you, John? The right way to do it, I believe, is through my website, psychicworld.net. You can book a personal consultation with me there, or you can just send me an email. There's also a free program on there where you can download one of my books. It's all there on psychicworld.net, plus my blog, which consists of about 150,000 words of my writing, the collected columns of John G. Sutton. So if you want to read some of my work, it's all there on psychicworld.net. And Countess Sterella, you can get Countess Sterella on Aranium.com, and indeed I work on there too as Psychic John G. Is it possible to speak? We've got a caller, Countess, to a lady called Dawn. Is Dawn there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Dawn. You've called in before. I know you have. And listen, I know that there is a man in your life, and this man, he keeps making you cry.
Yep.
It isn't because he doesn't love you, Dawn. It's because the time isn't quite right. I think I've told you before that he's got certain issues in his life that this man has got to resolve, one of them being that he's still married. Tell me I'm right.
Yep, you're right.
Well, you see, you can't push this man or expect him to make any decisions until he's extricated himself from a very difficult situation. And it's not that he isn't trying to do so, Dawn. He has told you that he is going to do this. Tell me I'm right.
Well, I thought he was going to, but I don't think he's really pursuing it as he should.
Well, I believe he's got legal advice. He's working around to actually serving the documents, because he is going to end this marriage, because it is absolutely, as I see it, you know.
When do you see that happening?
I feel it's a completely dead relationship. And the relationship that is alive is the relationship that he's having with you, Dawn. And this is a what I would call a functional relationship in a certain way. It hasn't quite become all that you want it to be. As I say, that's because he is trapped. You want to know when he will do this. I believe that he is in the process of actually consulting people who are able to put this into action, the legal people, and I feel he's on the case now. But he has been a little closer of late, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I kind of blew things, I kind of messed things up last week. I had a slip of the tongue, I spoke from my heart, and I told him that I loved him, and he told me in response, don't love me yet, I'm not ready, and please don't hate me. That was his response.
There you go, there you go. Just have a quick word with Countess Starella.
Goodness, Dawn, those are some powerful words he has spoken. And while they don't really convey hopelessness, they just mean that one needs nerves of steel to weather this situation. He's being forthright with you. He needs you to care for him, but he knows he can't really be there for you. You think you... Can you enjoy your life while you're waiting for him to get it together? There's the million-dollar question.
I don't know. Why couldn't he just have said to me, I care for you? Why couldn't he have at least said that to me? After 3 years, he couldn't say, you know, I do care for you, but, you know, I'm not ready. He had to tell me, don't love me yet. Of course, I just told you I love you. What is that?
That is an emotional unavailability, which is not so rare these days, and just a little bit of fear of being honest, fear of conveying one's true feelings. But look through it. Look beyond the words.
Okay.
Dawn, do not abandon hope here, yeah? He hasn't said, Luke, just leave me alone, forget this. I mean, if he was determined that he wasn't going to go any further with this, he would have said words to that effect. What he has said is that he's not quite ready for this, and he obviously isn't. But as I said, I can see that he's taking advice, he is going to progress this, and once he is free, then he isn't moving in any other direction, Dawn. And I do feel that in the longer term, this man that you do love, he will be yours. Just hold on to the dream.
I'll
don't
pray for more strength. Okay.
All right, Dawn.
I appreciate that.
Good luck,
Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Dawn. That's a difficult situation. We have spoken to Dawn before, but I know that this is going to progress. It's just a case of the time has to be right and situations do resolve. We've got another lady on another line. Can we possibly speak to Ace, please?
Yes.
Hello,
Ace. Good evening.
Yeah, you're sounding full of life this evening. Am I right?
I'm excited to talk to you and Countess.
Hello.
Well, here we are.
Hello, dear.
With the Countess. Countess.
Hello, dear. How are things progressing? A little better?
Well, so far I'm just very optimistic because everything that John has said to me, little things are happening, and I can tell you an amazing thing happened. John told me there would be a spider in my house, and I'm scared of spiders, and lo and behold, there was a spider, and I almost killed it, but I remembered John's word, and I let it go. So it's sitting in my bedroom, and I am looking at it, but I'm not very scared, because I know it's a good luck spider.
Yay!
But I'm waiting for my other sign, my raven, and John knows my situation, and I did want to ask him what he feels with the person I love.
What do you feel, John?
Well, as I said, there's going to be a number of signs. And for some reason, the spirit world are interacting with you because I believe that you are a very sensitive lady as well. Tell me I'm right, Ace.
You are absolutely right. My whole life has changed. I'm seeing signs. I pray. Everything that I do is now conscious and mindful. And I see small little signs. I am very sensitive. I am very alone, and that has given me time to look within and reach out to the spirit world. That's all I have right now.
And I have told you you're going to see a large black bird that looks like a raven, yeah?
Yes, and, I'm waiting.
And, pardon?
I am waiting anxiously to see my raven.
You will see your raven, and when the raven comes, it's like knocking at your door, bang, bang, opportunity knocks, yeah, as in the poem by Edgar Allan Poe, quoth the raven, yeah, someone knocking
yes,
on
Yes, but I'm waiting
door,
for
yeah?
the, John, what do you see with the man, the caller before me, Dawn, kind of, I could identify with her, what do you see for my guy, he is in a... in a marriage that is hasn't worked for years.
Your man is going to suddenly decide that he's completely and utterly had enough of that situation, and he's just going to walk. He's going to walk straight into your arms, I do believe this. But as I say, there's going to be certain signs. The spider is one of the signs, and it came quickly. Not long after I you would see the spider. The spider arrived. Never kill a spider. Let the spider live. But, I mean, obviously some spiders are dangerous, so you get them outside. But best not to kill them, yeah? But you will
yeah,
this
was,
to stay,
this was not
it's
dangerous.
Spider.
It's a five-legged house spider. I even did some research on it.
Yeah, it's just a little house spider. House spider, yeah?
Yes.
That's all I say. It brings you good luck, yeah? And spiders do bring money. But this spider
is
giving you good luck. You'll see the sign of the raven. You'll see a big black bird. I can see this big black bird. It's just sat on a tree. It appears to be looking at you, yeah? When you see this at that point, yeah, at that very point, this man that you've been waiting for will make his decision. And like the bird that you will see, he will fly into your arms. And that is the sign of the raven that you are receiving. Ace, thank you very much for calling in this evening. We will speak again. Do not abandon hope. You're a lovely lady. You are in tune with the spirit world. But most of all, the spirit world are in tune with you, Ace.
That's a big blessing and very good to know.
That's absolutely as I see it. Thanks for calling in, Ace. We'll speak again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in too and speak to John G. Sutton or the amazing Countess Starella. What did you make of that, Countess?
Wow. Wow, I can't wait for the raven to appear. Send one over here, too.
you can have a flock of ravens.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
Everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
I am indeed John G. Sutton. You can read my books, you know. You get them on Amazon.com. Just type in John G. Sutton to Amazon. You'll come up with a great list of books that I've written over the years. One of my favorite books out there is called Psychic Pets. That's what I wrote. And in, I think it was 1997, I was over in America doing all the chat shows talking about my book Psychic Pets. So you can get that on Amazon.com. Or you can get Paranormal Pets as a Kindle download. And that is two books, that's Psychic Pets and Animals Make You Feel Better, all in one Kindle book. It's only about $3. Mm. Amazon, that's a bargain. It's got to be a bargain, hasn't it, Countess?
Well, it's filled with brilliant information from one of the world's greatest psychics, namely you.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, very kind of you. In fact, it's so kind that I'm inclined to sing to you.
What are you writing about that?
I'm going to do it, folks, yeah? I'm going to sing you now, yeah? Are you ready? The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may don't care. My love waits there. In San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
When I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me. Hey, Countess, you were great again. An hour of rubbish.
Oh, what a team, what a team.
We've got a caller on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, can I speak to Maria, please? Maria, is there anybody there called Maria?
There's nobody here.
I'm not here. Maria, are you there?
There's nobody here called Maria.
Oops, who's that?
Who's this?
Yeah, tell us your name, please.
Michelle,
right, okay, yeah. Michelle, yeah. They've obviously put Michelle through. Michelle, welcome to the show, yeah? How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm fine.
Right, Michelle, you've got some certain questions that you want to ask. Is this one of them concerning romance?
Yes.
Because there are certain problems that I see that are going to be resolved immediately ahead for you. But first of all, let me tell you, are you planning a change of location, Michelle?
No, I'm not.
Because when this relationship works, and it will work, by the way, Michelle, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a change of location. The two seem to go hand in glove. You know, the relationship and the actual change of location seem to go hand in glove. So, and there is definitely a journey that you're going to take with this man, yeah?
Actually, yeah, we were planning to go to the ocean this weekend.
Yeah, but there's definitely a journey that you're taking with this man. And this is a romantic weekend. Tell me I'm right.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, Michelle, believe me, it is a romantic weekend. And I don't know if this man has actually done it before. Has he given you a flower? Because he's just going to give you a flower. My words, you ring in and tell me, yeah, that I'm right about this. During this weekend, during this Duke weekend where you take a journey together, he's going to give you a flower, just as a token of love. Has he ever done that before?
Yeah, he has before.
That's it. He's a romantic type of soul, this man, and he's going to give you a flower and said, you know, I love you, girl.
You've got
the right man here, I feel. Just have a quick word with Countess.
This looks wonderful, Marie. Are you excited?
No, this is Michelle.
Just kidding. Just wanted to see if you were paying attention, John. Michelle, it's good to have you, darling.
I was wondering if John was paying attention, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've been singing that song, Michelle, all day, so it must be an omen that we were supposed to have you tonight. I think things are looking better than ever, and just go and have a lighthearted attitude about it. It's the right time for it.
Okay.
Looking good. He seems to care deeply.
But, Michelle, you've got another question about this, haven't you?
Yeah, we've spoken before, John, on the show, and it's basically the same manner. We've mentioned the fact that you kept telling me that I was going to go to the ocean, so I was kind of reaffirming that that's going to happen, yes.
Right, that's another one of my predictions come true. This little journey here is going to be great fun. And mark my words, he will give you sort of flower or flowers, yeah? And he will tell you, just say, look, I love you, girl. This is going places. But once you do get together properly, you know, there's a change of location. And you will have a house that you call, this is our house. Are you with me?
Well, that's where we are right now. He did recently, he changed locations.
He changed locations.
Oh, it is he.
All right. All right. But I know there's a change of location involved in this relationship, yeah? And yeah. There has to be a house that you say, this is our house, this is our special place, yeah?
Yes.
Is that where you are at the moment?
Yes.
All right, well, that's wonderful, because that's absolutely as it should be. But this journey that you're taking to the sea and the gift of the little flower and the fact that he says he loves you is just confirmation that you are in the right place.
Okay.
You just continue there. Tell me, does he like Chinese food, this man?
Well, he likes spicy food, so he can be, yes, and Chinese can be spicy, so yeah.
I think you're going to have a Chinese meal while you're away. Chow mein or something. I just see Chinese food, Oriental food. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that, Michelle. You're with the right man. He's going to make you a very happy lady. In fact, I feel that he already has.
Okay. Good luck, Michelle. We're glad you came to share it with us.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for calling in again and confirming that another one of my predictions come true, yeah? We're just waiting for the raven to arrive now, aren't they? And your flock of ravens, yeah? Well, I think we better take potluck. Who we got next? Hello, is there anybody there?
Maria, I think this one's name is Maria.
Is that
Hello?
Right,
Maria?
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you? How can
I'm
we make life better?
I'm still suffering from the
spices
I've had.
Whoa, where'd she go? There she is. How are you? How can we make
good,
life
thank
better?
You.
Maria, I get this idea about myself. California with you, yeah? Have you been to a place called San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah, do you know San Diego? I get an impression of San Diego. Tell me, yes. Countess, you know something about a haunted hotel there, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed, the Hotel Del Coronado.
John? I'm sorry, John? My stomach is still hurting from the Thai food I had yesterday.
All right, okay, yeah, well, I'll send you some healing, yeah? What I want you to do, Maria, is just put your left hand, yeah, onto your stomach, yeah, and the right hand, touch the speaker where you're hearing my voice, and during the next 30, 15 seconds, I'm going to send you some power through there to relieve the pain. Are you ready, Maria? I'm sending you this power now. Just put your left hand onto your stomach and feel the power coming through. I can feel that coming through to you now, Maria. Within the next 2 hours, all the pain will be gone. Absolutely, Maria. I'm sending you the healing power now. Also, Maria, you've got another question. Is this concerning work?
Yes. Well, yes, but my main concern as well is Jeremy. And where do you see things going with me and Jeremy?
Where do I see things going with you and Jeremy? Well, Jeremy is, it seems to me he blows a little bit hot and cold, but I will definitely tune into that, Maria. But there's work questions as well. You've got all sorts of complications around your life at the moment. But let me tell you this, this is just at the moment. As we go through into August and September, your life seems to turn around and all falls into place. Maria, will you please stay on the line now that we can hear you clearly, because we've just got to take a short break, and we will be back shortly after this. Will you do that, Maria?
Yes, please. I definitely will.
Thank you.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Torella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Torella direct. Born in New Orleans, Torella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Torella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Torella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Torella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Torella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Torella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.
Dave Blanchard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be with you. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. The books are there. Today I Begin a New Life, The Observer's Chair. We have a brand new website, and with the new website, we are releasing the latest version of the Intentional Creation Assessment. This is an assessment unlike you've ever taken. It goes below the level of all of those things and measures how you think. It's the first time we've been able to identify with laser accuracy where our habits of thinking are serving us and where they may be sabotaging us. This is my labor of love, perfecting this axiological mathematical science that measures how we think. Write this down, office@augmandino.com, and just say, I would like a free code. And next week when it's released, I will have my office send you a free code to take the assessment. You ever feel like you're crashing into a glass wall? You ever felt that way? You just don't know what it is. When I send you the code, you take the assessment, you'll know.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
John G. Sutton, we've still got a lady on the line. Maria, are you there, Maria?
I'm here. Can't wait to hear about Jeremy.
You sound full of life and vivacity.
Ha, I try.
You do, yeah. Have you been considering doing some further studies?
Sort of, yes.
Because there's going to be study and education around you ahead, yeah? Are you thinking of doing a master's?
I have. The idea has passed through me.
You are going to do a master's degree, and I believe that that will take you on to further opportunities in life. Maria, you've got a big question about romance. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, about Jeremy.
Yeah. This man blows hot and cold, doesn't he?
He does, but I just didn't know what's to come.
He's going to see the light. He is going to see that he's been making a mistake here. He's going to rectify that, and he's going to make the ultimate move, and he's going to tell you he is serious. There's also something about Jeremy visiting the United Kingdom. Has he mentioned that he wants to go to London?
He has recently been.
Yeah. He will go again and he will take you, because I know there's a link to London with Jeremy. Tell me how psychic I am now, Maria.
Well, I have the London one.
Because he is going to take you. Did he say they would take you one day? Because he will.
I hope so.
He will, because
I love my London.
I can see the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben and the River Thames, and you're going to be standing there looking at that and thinking, do you know, that psychic on the radio told me I would be here, and it's not too far away. Jeremy's got good intentions for you, so just hang on in there. Just have a quick word with the Countess.
Is he giving you enough time?
How long do you think I have to wait, though?
Darling, is he spending enough time with you?
Well, not yet, but I'm wondering if that's starting and when it would start.
How have you known him more than a year? You have, haven't you?
Almost a year.
All right. I would just say to myself, oh, my goodness, there's a breakthrough here, and something about this summer looks really as though it's a positive influence for the two of you. So just keep that joyful optimism and let yourself feel exactly how it would feel if things were working perfectly. Then you'll be able to generate that energy. I'm optimistic, too.
Okay.
All right. Well, both the Countess and I do feel that this Jeremy is going to make a much more positive effort. I see that he's going to take you to London. I feel that he will link this in with some businesses that he's got to do over there. Did he go to London on business through work, yeah?
No, it was pleasure.
All right, well, there's some business that he's doing over there, some connections that he's got over there, whether it's a business connection, but he will take you. Now, we've just got to stop now, because it's been a very busy evening, but we will speak again. Thank you very much for calling in, Maria.
Thank you, both of you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Maria. Yeah, we've got another caller on the line, a lady called Evelyn. Can I speak to Evelyn, please?
Speaking, hello.
Hello, Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn. Would you just have a quick word with my compatriot, the amazing Countess Starella?
Hello, darling. How can we help you tonight? What's happening in your world?
Well, that was what I was kind of saying, what you were going to pick up for me. I was kind of going to just be open tonight. I've got so many things that I want to go on, and I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen.
Well, you're being guided by some heavenly force, and the purpose is for you to have peace and happiness and prosperity. And anyone who's in the way of these things doesn't need to really be there. If there is any person who is not being completely kind and supportive and loving, let those stay in the sidelines while you focus clearly on exactly what you want, because I feel a development connected to love, and also one to prosperity through some business endeavor. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think, Evelyn, you've got to stop looking backwards. I think that's been holding you like an anchor. If we look back in your life, was there some kind of disruption in a relationship matter? Yes?
Well, I wouldn't call it really a disruption. I have a deceased husband, which I believe now I'm at that point where I'm moving on.
That would be a terrible tragedy that's kind of clouded the past. But don't look back at the clouds, look forward to the sunlight, because there is a change here where your life is going to take a very positive turn. There's also a name that comes to me. Do you know the name of Roger?
That's my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear the name of Roger. Roger's been a big influence. Well, obviously, would be a big influence on your life, but a very powerful force around Roger. Tell me I'm right.
Roger's my dad, and he's deceased. But yes, Dad has always been positive in my life.
Yeah, been very positive, but still is. As Countess Starmella picked up, you are being protected and guided from the world beyond, and Roger is with you, and he's guiding you into the next phase of your life, which is success. You're a very intelligent lady, you know, Evelyn. I don't think that you've followed the path of academia that you could have done. Have you considered doing some further education? I know I've mentioned this before this evening, but with you it's quite strong. Is that correct?
Not academically for schooling, but I'm kind of waiting to hear about a job that I would probably have to do some training on it to learn the process, but
there's definitely some further studies that you're doing ahead that will lead you to further up up to advances, and there will be another man in your life that's going to work very, very well. Even though we're just running a little bit short of time here, yeah? But let me tell you, I see that this is very positive for you. And before you go to sleep this evening, just have a word with Roger, because Roger is around you and he is protecting you. Over the next 6 to 9 months, your life takes a turn around. There is some course that they put you on through work, perhaps, that guides you forward into the next phase. And by the time we get to October, November, you're feeling much more positive. And indeed, you are a positive lady anyway. Please do call in again. Thank you very much for calling. Countess Starella, we're coming to the end of another fabulous show. You've been completely brilliant. People can get hold of you at arainham.com. That's arainham.com. Countess Starella, just have a look, or you can see me, Psychic John G. I'm on Arainham, or through psychicworld.net. We'll be back next week. This is Psychic World. Good night, Countess.
Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton and his colleague, the Countess Starella, who take to the airways every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. John Sutton is among the United Kingdom's premier psychic mediums, an internationally published author, an accomplished poet, and a highly respected professional clairvoyant. The Countess Starella is possessed of an amazing ability to visualize your future with passion and positivity. Psychic World presents a weekly opportunity for callers to avail themselves to these extraordinary gifts and inquire after matters pertaining to love, career, finance, romance, and what dreams may come. You may also contact Mr. Sutton and the Countess via the internet at psychicworld.net. So then, until next week, good night from Psychic World.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Hi, I'm Dr.
Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathics such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.